This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton.
The United States on Tuesday recorded its 200,000th coronavirus death, a world-leading figure that health experts say could continue to increase by tens of thousands in the coming months. The growing death toll has far surpassed the earliest estimates of the carnage left by the pandemic, a figure that's nearly double the total of U.S. military casualties in all wars fought since the end of World War II. Health analysts at the University of Washington, who track factors spreading the virus and provide regular projections of the death toll, say the number of deaths could reach 410,000 by the end of the year. The U.S. has the highest death toll among all nations, but some countries in Europe and Latin America have recorded more deaths per capita. Saying the nation has reached a perilous turning point, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Tuesday imposed new coronavirus-related restrictions on bars and restaurants and urged people to work from home as the nation faces a new surge in cases. Speaking to Parliament, Johnson said hospitalizations have doubled in the past 2 weeks, and those numbers will only grow unless action is taken. Johnson urged those who can work from home to do so. That's a reversal from just 2 weeks ago when he was urging people to return to their places of employment. Plans to allow business conferences or spectators at sporting events by October 1st have been put on hold. The government is also imposing fines for those businesses and individuals found breaking the rules. The prime minister stressed the new measures did not signal a return to the total lockdown that was implemented in March, and that there are, as of now, no stay-at-home orders. Schools and universities are remaining open. But he warned if the new measures don't lower the infection rate, then the government reserves the right to implement significantly greater restrictions. VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump called on the United Nations to hold China accountable for their actions in a speech Tuesday to the world body's General Assembly. In a pre-recorded speech from the White House, Mr. Trump blamed the Chinese government for the global spread of COVID-19, which has now infected 31 million people worldwide and killed more than 965,000. The U.S. death toll has now topped 200,000. In the earliest days of the virus, he said, China locked down travel domestically while allowing flights to leave China and infect the world. That's a quote by Mr. Trump in his address. He continued, the Chinese government and the World Health Organization, he claims, which is virtually controlled by China, falsely declared that there was no evidence of human-to-human transmission. Mr. Trump has cut U.S. funding from the United States to the WHO. In his recorded remarks, Chinese President Xi Jinping said any attempt to politicize the pandemic should be rejected, and WHO should be given a leading role in the international response to the coronavirus. Saudi Arabia will gradually resume the year-round Umrah pilgrimage from October the 4th. That's according to its Interior Ministry on Tuesday. The Umrah was suspended in March because of the coronavirus pandemic. In the first stage, the ministry said 6,000 citizens and residents within the kingdom will be allowed to perform the Umrah per day. That's in a statement published by the official Saudi press agency. Visitors from outside the kingdom will be permitted from November 1st, when Umrah's capacity will be raised to 20,000 pilgrims per day, according to the Saudi ministry. The United States is offering a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to the arrest of a leader of the National Liberation Army, or ELN, the rebel group in Colombia. The U.S. accuses Wilver Villegas Palomino of participating in an ongoing scheme to distribute Colombian cocaine in the United States to finance the rebel group. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo recently described Palomino on Twitter as an indicted narco-terrorist following a visit to Colombia. The ELN, founded more than 50 years ago to fight against unequal distribution of wealth in Colombia, has gained international notoriety for terrorist activities, including murders. And the COVID-19 pandemic has altered another American tradition, Halloween trick-or-treating. According to guidelines released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the practice of going door-to-door asking for candy on Halloween is a higher-risk activity that should be avoided. And for scary activities, the CDC says greater social distancing is advised if you think you might scream. Via remote, I'm Marissa.